I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Be Live Sports, Florida's newest high school sports media company. SB Live Sports has built a team of top-notch sports writers, photographers, and videographers, and spreads them across the state to provide comprehensive coverage of all the big games. SB Live Sports also writes feature stories and profiles, publishes breaking news, and provides the latest updates on recruiting. In addition, SB Live Sports has become a leader in tracking and publishing scores, including live updates. I encourage you to download the SB Live Sports app today. It's completely free, and you will be amazed at the volume of content that they're putting out on a daily basis. If you want to visit SB Live Sports on the web, just find them at www.scorebooklive.com. That's www.scorebooklive.com, and then click on the Florida tab for all the news from the Sunshine State. Again, download the SB Live Sports app or visit them on the web at www.scorebooklive.com. You will be glad that you did. As I said, this is FSU Miami Week. Earlier in the show, talked a little bit of FSU side with Snoop Minnis, former wide receiver with the Chiefs and Northwestern. Now we turn our attention to Hurricanes and somebody who's played just a huge part in University of Miami's history as a player, as a coach, and has been a very successful coach at the high school level. In fact, his team is surprising everybody this year, I think, 6-3. One of the great guys, Hurley Brown, is kind enough to join us this evening. Hurley, thanks so much for taking the time. And I looked at your record, and you guys are 6-3.
Yeah, man, we're doing pretty good, Blue. We're doing pretty good. Kids are playing hard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I painted the picture a year ago. Your Merritt Island team was ready to hit the playoffs, and as we said, ultimately getting to the state finals. Then you joined Bubba McDowell at a college, and now you come back and get another position in your home area, and things are working out fine. And this is a week that whether you're in Miami or wherever you are in the country, that you always kind of pique the attention. It's FSU Miami Week. As we said, Hurley, it's always been a healthy rivalry. It's not like Florida State. It's a lot of respect, a lot of mutual respect. A lot of the players have played with and against each other, even at the NFL level when Florida State Miami plays. There's those little small wagers going on around the locker room. Talk about what this week has meant to you as a player, as a coach, and now as somebody on the outside looking as a fan.
Oh, man, it's a lot of fun, Blue. Now that I'm able to sit back and look at it as a fan, as you say, it's a lot of fun. But as a player, man, you're talking about intense. Blue, it was crazy. I mean, everything that you had worked for during the off season, all the weightlifting, all the 7-on-7s, all the 1-on-1s, and all the conditioning, everything that you worked for came down to this game. And, you know, I mean, it was just crazy. As a player, as a coach, it was probably even crazier. I never forget back in when Duke Johnson, when I was coaching Duke, and Duke was a running back, and we used to always talk about how important this game was. And, you know, Duke was like, Coach Alden was making it a big game, and it's just another game. I'm like, no, this ain't just another game, but this is for everything, you know. So it's been, yeah, but as a fan, man, it's a lot of fun to sit back and watch. I joke around with a bunch of guys, you know. We, like you said, we got a lot of respect for Florida State, and a lot of us grew up around each other growing up, and, you know, guys went to Florida State, guys went to Miami. We all grew up playing against each other at one time or another. So there's a lot of respect and a lot of, you know, a lot of fun.
You know, when you – now, here's probably the reason why maybe Duke or some of the other guys playing today don't get it as much. When you played, it meant everything. It meant national rankings. It meant almost like a – maybe put yourself in a position to win the national title. The games were – they meant so much. I mean, every year, ESPN, ABC, somebody had it on because – it was the ultimate rivalry. And when these two teams are playing, and hopefully over the next couple of years, they're both going to be back in that position, it's really, you could take the Ohio States and all the and Michigans and all these other rivalries, but this is an intense rivalry. This is probably the most prospect-rich rivalry that you could have ever had. I mean, you look at all the guys that have come out of both schools, played in the NFL, you know, played at different levels. Talk about that, because I think that was an extra added bonus of strapping it up for this game back when you guys played.
Well, Blue, you know, first of all, you as a high school football juggernaut, you know what this game meant. I mean, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and as an evaluator of talent, this is the game that you look for. This is the game that you look at. If I'm in the National Football League and I'm looking to draft somebody, I don't care about what you look like if you're playing, you know, Bethune-Cookman or, you know, FIU. That's fine. A lot of those guys are not going to go on and play in the National Football League. But when you line up and you play against Florida State, with everything that's riding on the game, you know, for 25 years, Luke, there was for over 25 years, a 25-year period, that game had national championship ramifications behind it.
Yeah.
Either you're playing for a national championship or you're going to beat somebody that was getting ready to play for a national championship. That game determined who was going to win the national championship for over 25 years.
No doubt.
So,
and big plays. Big plays, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big plays. Man, go back to 1987. We're losing. Michael Irvin comes in the locker room, get me the ball. Go back out in the second half. Come on, man. He catches three touchdown passes in the second half to help us win the game. And this was right before I even got to Miami. And then you go to 88 when, you know, they had Jimmy Johnson's sons were at Florida State at that time. And they had that whole rap video and all that other stuff and Deion Sanders, you know, with the Jerry Curl and the gold chains and doing his little thing before he was prime, they made a video. And we were ranked like 14th in the country at the time. We beat them 31-0. 31-3.
That was the opening game. Was that the opening game of the season, I think?
That was the opening game of the season.
Yeah, they came in preseason number one.
They were preseason number one. They were the first team that was supposed to go from preseason number one all the way through the season, go undefeated and win a national championship, and we were ranked 14th or 7th or something like that, and we beat them.
Yeah.
Knocked them out of the national championship race. Yeah, and then in 89, if they don't lose to Southern Miss, Brett Favre and Southern Miss, because they beat us in 89, Blue, and when they beat us in 89, that was the worst whooping I've ever had in my mom ain't never been whooping me like that. They beat us, and they were talking junk to us the whole time. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But because they had lost to Southern Miss, and we went on and played for the national championship, you know, that's what made our season. No, but hey, if they don't lose to Southern Miss, they play for the national championship that year. Yeah. And then in 90, so – man, it's just so many memories with that game, man, playing against those guys and not even just playing against them then. You know, now that we're, you know, if we're grown men and everybody's out doing whatever they do, you still get a chance to talk to those guys. Like Charlie Ward just hit me up on Facebook last night, congratulating me on, you know, winning the district championship and everything. And I'm sitting there like, dang, you know, but Charlie's a friend of mine. But here, Charlie Ward is probably one of the most decorated players to ever come through Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and we follow each other like that. You know, Terry Anthony and Connell Spain, you know, just so many other guys, man. That just
right.
And now Randy Shannon's up there. So, you know, but it's a fun rival. It's an intense rival. It's probably, and, you know, especially to me, the biggest rival game in college football. The biggest.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it's not that now today, but to all the guys that ever played in the game and, you know, all the coaches and stuff that have coached in that game, everybody knows how big this game is.
No doubt. No doubt. That's Hurley Brown. Always a Hurricane. A great guy, too. We see each other a couple times a year. And Coach, I can't thank you enough for coming on. If I had to take two people that represent this game, it would have been you and Snoop Minnis. Had both of you on tonight. Two guys who have passion, two guys that love their universities and still do. I thank you. Congratulations again on a great year and your inaugural year at a new school. I never doubted it for a minute. I know what type of coach you are, and I know what you expect out of your kids. Enjoy the game. Best of luck in the playoffs. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Blue. Thanks for having me, man. And, love your support and love the work you do, Blue. If a lot
you
of people
too.
Don't know it, man, but I tell you what, you've been my guy since day one.
Yep. Right back at you, Coach. Thanks so much.
All right, Blue. You take care, buddy. Thanks.
Good stuff. Hurley Brown, a great guy, a great coach. You know, no matter what you call your car or why you're letting it go, AutoNation will buy it, and you don't have to buy one from them. They're paying top dollar right now. Any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV, AutoNation will buy it. Super easy to get an appraisal. Just stop into one of their stores or appraise it yourself at AutoNation.com. The appraisal value you get is good for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you receive your payment right on the spot. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or AutoNation.com and get top dollar for your vehicle today. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle condition and mileage. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. What drives you drives us at AutoNation. And as I put a heap of pride on a advertiser that's with us throughout the entire year and making this a 365-day, 12-month deal for us to be involved with you, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.